Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, and I'm also joined by our good buddy John Peters. Hey, John, pull up your stool.
All right, I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah, you guys were really complaining and moaning and all kind of stuff off the air before we started recording this. So you guys okay now?
Yeah. Calm down? Yeah, we got it all out of our system.
We're feeling a lot better now.
Yeah.
You're the only calm one in the bunch.
I know. You guys got to drink a Coors Light and sit down at the bar right now. What are you having, John? Are you having anything good?
I'm actually Dennis would be proud of me. I got a Sam Adams.
Oh, there you go.
Very nice. I'm having a Powerade Zero.
Okay. And I'm having, like I said, Coors Light. So, anything fun happened today at work, guys? John, did you get the Via Napoli, get a couple little Italian food today or no?
Not at Via Napoli, but I delivered to another place in north of Tampa, and they get the same stuff, and I got a pizza from there tonight. So, yes. Close enough.
The side benefits, right, buddy?
You got it.
There you go.
I got lots of Italian friends, so.
I was going to make a joke, but I don't want to get in any trouble.
Yeah, you don't want to go.
Well, some of them maybe. I don't know.
No,
so,
I
try to stay away from that.
I love the Italians. But anyway, we're going to have some fun tonight, guys. We're going to do a show. It's going to be called The Untouchables. And how it's going to work is we're going to go from park to park to park. It's going to be a four-part series because there's four parks. You like how I can count the four,
hey,
guys?
All right.
Wow.
I did that all on my own. But anyway, we're going to start off with the Magic Kingdom. We're going to read off every attraction in the park. And what we're going to do is talk about if we think it's an untouchable ride, if we think it'll always be there until me, John, and Dennis is no longer able to go to the parks. So we'll go. I'll go through each one, and then you guys can give me your 2 cents, which is usually Dennis gives me 2 cents. John's usually 4 or 5. He really likes to elaborate on things. So.
There you go.
We have to quiet him down, especially when you get Sam Adams in him. He's speaking for two. That Sam Adams was really ornery in real life, wasn't he, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Bunch of them were, yes.
Yeah, he was the ornery one. But he was the one that got us what we need, where we got to today. So where do you want to start, guys? You want to start at Main Street? You want to start at Liberty Square, Fantasyland, Tomorrowland, Adventureland, or Frontierland?
Well, let's go in the way.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
I was just going to say go the way that we'd go into the park. So we'll start at Main
Street. We're going to go right down Main Street. And what do you guys usually do? Do you go left or right? Do you go to Tomorrowland or Adventureland?
I'm usually Adventureland myself.
So am I. I bet you John goes to Tomorrowland.
Nope. My mom started me out years ago going to Adventureland first. That's what we've always done. So
I've always gone counterclockwise for some reason at the Magic Kingdom. And then, I go clockwise at the Magic Kingdom, and I've always gone counterclockwise at Epcot.
Yep.
I don't know why that is, but I always have.
I always head to Canada when I'm in Epcot, if I'm coming in the main gate.
Me too. It's the same thing. It's hard to explain. I always feel like I'm going the wrong way if I go to Mexico first.
Yep.
What about you, Johnny?
I'm pretty much with you guys. I mean, every once in a while we'll head over to Mexico if it's food wine festival and it, you know, we're heading over that way to try something or something like that. But if we're just out there for the day, yeah, it's over to Canada and Great Britain and
yep,
in that direction.
I always go counterclockwise for some reason. I don't know what it is. So what we'll do is we'll get it kicked off with, and I know this one isn't going to go away, but you guys let me know. The Walt Disney World Railroad, what do you guys think on that? Do you think it's an untouchable?
Yeah, I think it's untouchable. I mean, that links back to Walt, and it's in the California Park, and I believe it's in all of the Magic Kingdoms around the world. So I'd say that's iconic, and it's not going anywhere.
Johnny, what do you think?
Yeah, I would agree. I don't see the railroad going anywhere at all. So maybe in Disneyland, I could see it. Maybe them do well. No, not even no, there really, because no. that is the one that Walt had. So yeah, I don't see it going anywhere either one. So
yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say Walt probably rode on one of those trains or cars that are at Disneyland.
Yeah,
I never see that going away.
Yeah.
John, do you know what the major difference is between the cars at Disney World and Disneyland?
God, what do you think? I'm a rookie or something? Yeah, the cars face inwards at Disneyland because they don't want you to look outside the park. And at Disney World, you can look out both sides of the car because there's nothing that, well, there's just more land to see at Disney World. So,
traffic. They don't mind you seeing that because
yep.
It was landscaped the way they want it. You're not looking out the back of the park and seeing the Howard Johnson's and the
view.
The guy selling stars maps on the corner.
Route 5.
Yes. So, but yeah, it wouldn't be the Magic Kingdom without seeing the railroad, would it, guys? I mean, just walking in and seeing that the flower arrangements with the different Mickey heads for the different times of the season, when the way they do the flowers with the pumpkins and all that, it just wouldn't be the same without the whole railroad entranceway.
No, it sets the scene, and those of us that have read history or watched any of the Walt Disney biographies or read the books or all of the above know that he, had a love of trains, and that was his passion and his escapism while he was building Disneyland and making all those movies. If you remember when he did have a nervous breakdown at one point in his life, but I mean, that was what he did to get away from it all. He'd go back to his house and oftentimes take one of the Imagineers with him, and they'd ride the train around the backyard for a couple hours.
Yeah, watching him on that, he was like a kid in a candy store on that train.
But his wife still used to yell at him that he couldn't run the track here or there because of the flower bed. So I guess even if you're the powerful Walt Disney, you still have to listen to the boss, right?
Yeah, even if you're the big cheese, you still got somebody to look up to.
Yeah, I used to laugh when he'd tell that story, like he had to do certain things a certain way because his wife wouldn't allow the train track to wreck her petunia garden or whatever it was.
Well, we're gonna head over to Adventureland now. And I don't think any of these, there's five of them here.
Okay.
And I'm thinking only one will be replaced. You guys let me know. The Jungle Cruise. Yay or nay?
No.
I think it's untouchable.
I think it's touchable.
You do?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's untouchable just because of the iconicness and Walt making it in Disneyland and being the same here. I don't think they'll ever touch that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very strong attraction. I mean, I could be tipped that way, I guess.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, don't forget to go over to our Twitter account, and you can find Dave Koch's link, and he's going to be doing this challenge for Give Kids the World. So I just wanted to put that in there, or hop over to Mickey Dudes and get the link, and you guys will be able to donate for Dave for Give Kids the World. So what do you think about the Jungle Cruise, Johnny?
I don't think it's touchable, and personally it's probably my first or second ride in all of the Magic Kingdom. I like the movie The African Queen, and I've always liked the adventures, down rivers and stuff like that, just that whole concept. So yeah, it's one of my favorite attractions out in all of Walt Disney World. So
yeah, actually I'm sorry, Doug. I'm going to change my vote. Yeah, it's untouchable. I didn't think that one through enough. You guys persuaded
me. We swayed you.
Yeah. we're unified on this one.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. I mean, they might eventually, tweak it as far as maybe make the animatronics one day a little better or add something or whatever, but I don't think it'll ever go away.
Yeah,
I think it'll always be there.
I agree.
Yeah, and like we were saying with the railroad, there's pictures of, I know it was at Disneyland and not at the World, but there are pictures of Walt in the riverbed working, I think, on the elephant or something, that pops up and stuff like that. So it's kind of, I mean, it's got a lot of historical significance to it. So
absolutely. Now this one here, they could touch one thing, but and you guys know what it is. Pirates of the Caribbean. I think it's untouchable.
Agree.
I agree.
John, But what could they remove?
The skeletons.
Not the little pigs, though. I love the little piggies sleeping there. But yeah. If the one thing they could touch, and everybody knows it, they could remove Johnny Depp from that thing tomorrow, and I'd be so happy.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's needed.
Not needed, but it is. I think it adds to the attraction. I love the Pirates movies.
Yeah, I don't know. He just drives me nuts. But no, it's my favorite. That was the ride I tell everybody that was started the love of Disney World for me. So I hope that attraction never goes away, and I don't think it will. Again, eventually they might tweak it or add a little bit to it, but I don't think it'll ever. I think they'll always be a Pirates.
Yep, I totally agree, and I think that those audio animatronics are classic Disney, and like you said, Doug, when you first saw them, even as old as they are now, and they with all the new audio animatronics and some of the newer attractions on property, they're dated, but still they're pretty cool, and as old as they are, you got to admit they did an excellent job back then, to make them as lifelike as they can be. And to me, again, that's one of the things that separates Disney from other theme parks, where you have these audio automatronics that are so lifelike. Pirates is one that, they're real good. And as we know, they actually use some of the the pirates show up in other attractions across property. Like, I think in Spaceship Earth, there's one of the pirates that also doubles as one of the audio animatronics in that attraction. So they do reuse some of them, or the likeness of them, in other attractions as well.
It's funny, the Pirates of the Caribbean is one of the attractions I remember riding with my mom when I was young, probably 6 or 7, 8 years old. And before I even had the idea of attention to detail that Disney is so well known for nowadays, where you can find books about it and stuff like that, I remember me and my mom riding it, and her looking at the pirates, and we go under the bridge, and that one is sitting there with his leg swinging back and forth, and she goes,
"With the hair hanging off."
And she goes, "He's got hair on his leg. Now, who would think to put hair on a mannequin's leg?" And she knew attention to detail before it ever came out. So,
yep.
Yeah, I said the same thing to my wife. That's why I started cracking up about that. And the little bellies on the pigs and all the different things. The other thing that still surprises me to this day, and I hope it's never changed, but that ride is not politically correct with some of the stuff that they come out with. It still plays there.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah, it shocks me that it's never been changing. I'm happy it hasn't.
Well, actually, it's toned down a lot. They changed a lot of scenes. That scene where the pirates are chasing the wenches or whatever they call them around that thing. I mean, there used to be some dialogue there that was a lot saucier than it is now. And
exactly, but I'm surprised they still have what they have on some of the thing.
Oh, yeah,
especially
well, everybody wants
the
a redhead,
heavy,
so.
The rotunda, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I love that ride. It cracks me up just for that reason.
Oh, yeah, so. And, and we've all done it. I mean, you can still, to this day, go in there and probably see something you've never seen before if you look hard enough or focus in a different area than you normally do. I mean, there's just so much going on. And, in us in Disney World, I mean, we kind of get the short end of the stick. I mean, the one in Disneyland is much, much longer. Ours is, when people come from Disneyland here, they really give our pirates a hard time because it's relatively short compared to the Disneyland version.
Yeah, but I love my pirates, so don't pick on it. Johnny out of there. Next up, Swiss Family Treehouse, which they're remodeling right now.
Yeah, that can go.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sad, or I wouldn't go either way if it went or not, but I don't think it will because it doesn't take up enough space where they could replace it with anything. Do you get what I'm saying? What would you put there?
Yeah.
Only if they had redone it in the Tarzan like they did at Disneyland was the only thing I could ever see. If there's some kind of movie that comes out where they could fit a re-theme to it, but I don't see them getting rid of that actual structure. That would just be too problematic. So.
But yeah, that's a good thing. They might be able to do a Tarzan or something like that with it to change it up.
Right. But we're discussing whether or not it stays in whole, not renovated or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, I could see. I don't think it's untouchable, but I don't see it going anywhere in the near future.
Yeah. So I say this. I say when I think untouchable, you know, like we just discussed pirates, I think in my mind it's something that, you know, is just hardcore Disney. It's part of the fabric you know, what Disney is and what the theme parks represent. I just don't think the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse, I just don't think that attraction fits that definition, for me anyways. I think it, you know, it could go tomorrow, and whether I'd be sad or not is irrelevant. I just don't think it you know, when I think of Disney, you know, iconic attractions or whatever, that would probably not even come to my mind. It just come up because you're reading from the list, but I don't think, you know.
And it's been there since opening day, too. Yeah. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah. But for me, it could go, you know, not that I want it to go, but I think I don't think it's an untouchable by definition. That's all.
I think you think you will think this is
okay.
The Enchanted Tiki Room.
I say no.
What do you say, Johnny?
I don't know. They messed with that before, and it never really has. I mean, they shortened it when they did bring it back to the original version. They shortened it, so I think they've touched it pretty well already. So
yeah, what was it, under new management?
Yeah,
for
that was horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
They've messed with it, but it's all, you know, it's been there forever. Myself, it wouldn't bother me because it's, and I know we'll get flack for this, but it's, I can't remember the last time I went in there. I like the music more than the show. Like when I'm on Mouse World Radio, or you know what I'm saying, when that comes on, or Magical Mouse Radio, I get into the song, but going in to see the show, it just takes up too much time for me.
Actually, I went on it like 3 trips ago, Doug, and I think I mentioned this when we were doing a show around then. It was a lot better than I had remembered, and it had probably been 10 years since I had been in it or on it.
Animatronics are really good.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a good time.
Yeah.
It's just I'd rather do other things.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's near, you know, certainly not an e-attraction, but, you know, if... You know, for me, it was something that after I got off it last time, I said I should do this more often. That's, you know, how I felt anyways.
Yeah, I can go either way, but if they got rid of it, I'd be okay with it. But I know it's one of the originals, too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Walt created all that, too, out in Disneyland. So, next up, the Magic Carpets with Aladdin.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Me and Dennis talked about it. We got to get on it.
Right.
But you forget it's even there. The only time I remember it, if I turn my head when I'm walking by the Jungle Cruise and look to the left.
Right. Or the camel spits at you.
Yeah, exactly. The camel I remember more than anything else.
Right.
Okay, now we're moseying over to Frontierland.
Okay.
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Nice.
Oh, Johnny.
For my son, I'll have to say don't touch it, so untouchable.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, John. I just because of the whole the way that and the railroad and everything else ties in with each other with that whole Frontierland. I don't think they'll get rid of it, but you never know. But to me it's an untouchable ride. Why would you get rid of it, Dan?
Not that I'm advocating getting rid of it. In fact, it's probably my favorite of the three mountains in the Magic Kingdom. Again, maybe I'm getting hung up on the definition. I'm just looking at it, you know, Big Thunder Mountain. Is it something that, you know, iconic Disney? Yeah, I guess you could say it is, you know, but I would say... Well, I'm looking at it like this. You can't save everything. I mean, you know, we're Disney geeks, so I guess we could just say everything in Disney's great and let's keep it all. I'm trying to, you know, at least draw a line here and make some distinction between the truly, truly magnificent classic Disney attractions, at least in my mind, and then all the others. And in my mind, Big Thunder Mountain is a great attraction. But I put it in with all the others and not in that upper echelon of, you know, like Pirates and some of the others we're going to discuss.
Yeah, see, Big Thunder's probably my favorite coaster on the entire property.
Yeah.
That and you know, whatchamacallit, Test Track. They're like my two favorites. So I would say it's untouchable myself, but I get what you're saying, Dan. You're trying to divide some. I think we're going to have a ton coming up that we can get rid of soon. So, this one here, I know a lot of people like it, but I could get rid of I wouldn't be surprised if it went some way. Country Bear Jamboree.
Yeah, that can go.
What about you, Johnny?
Actually, that one started to wear on me in the last couple of trips. Since my wife's in the scooter now, we have a harder time getting her onto attractions and stuff, and so that's actually been one that we've hit just about every time we've been out there lately. So it's. I have to tie all this stuff into nostalgia and everything, but it's one of the attractions that I rode when I was small, and I remember being there with my parents and stuff like that. So, and it is one that I'm pretty sure that Walt had designed for the Mineral King Resort that he was going to get built. So,
yeah,
it's got a lot of history. It's not at Disneyland anymore. We have the only one, so I think it's probably, although it's not as popular, so yeah, I could see it leaving. I'd be a little sad to see it leave, but I could see it leaving.
Yeah, but the reason we decided to do this, with all the changes going on in the parks and all the parks doing updates and everything going on, we were just, you know, we figured we'd do this to see what we think that might eventually they'll use the space to do something else.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? So there's a possibility, but I get what you're saying with that. Next up, the Frontier Land Shooting Arcade. You still have fun shooting those guns?
Didn't they take them out?
No, they're still there. I think that space could be used for. I mean, I get it because it fits the whole Frontierland, the whole nine yards. But I think with today's technology and everything, they could do something a little better there. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, but again, you said it right on the outset. It, you know, it fits the decor. It, you know, it's the in my mind, it's like the old Wild West and the saloons and you know, for that era that they're trying to portray there in that land, it fits. But I totally agree. That holds little or no value in my mind, and it could go tomorrow.
What say you, John?
Yeah, I'm about the same. I think we did it a lot when Son was 6 and 7, but I don't think we've been back since he turned about 10. So, yeah, it fits the area. And I think the thing would be, I mean, you could do something else there, but it'd have to be a snack bar or something like that because it's not a very, very big area. So,
I guarantee all three of us say this is untouchable because I know I'm going to Splash Mountain.
Yeah, I mean, that's, to me, that is iconic. I mean, the song itself is just, you know, even if you don't like Disney, you've heard it. Although it does have a dark history and, you know, the whole thing with the movie that Disney has in the vault and, you know, the characters, you know, although, you know, we all know them, but we, you know, a lot of newcomers to Disney, they don't realize that those characters came from an actual movie, and Disney has yet to re-release it or release it. So, yeah, there's a lot of backstory to that attraction. But I agree, just from a pure entertainment value, I think it's a great water ride. And
I think it has the best animatronics on any of the rides.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome and plentiful. I mean, when you're going through the inner caverns there, I mean, it's just scene after scene after scene. I mean, it is pretty. I mean, it's just
it's
so
the best combination of thrill and Disney classic that out of any ride on property, right, if you ask me.
With music, too. And then, yes, you know, as we know, music always sets the scene for a lot of these things. So, yeah, it's got everything going for it. And, you know, unless you're a chicken like I am and you don't really like heights and all that in the drop. But, I mean, aside from that, I don't think you'd find anybody that would say that's a lousy attraction or doesn't enjoy it.
I would do it, like I said, the story, me and my nephew went on and on and on and on one night until my brother-in-law fell asleep on a bench downstairs, or we'd still be on it. But every trip, I would do it 20 times if my wife would want to get wet. She just, you know, it's the inconvenience of that ride. If it wasn't for that drop, we'd do that ride. And I love the drop. I don't mind getting wet on that ride because it's worth it. But her, you know, your wife or whatever, your girlfriends or whatever, they usually don't want to get wet on that ride. Isn't that usually the biggest problem?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think anybody likes to get wet, particularly, if, you know, if you still got a whole day of touring ahead of you. If you get really soaked, it can start to chafe your skin and, you know, make you uncomfortable. And, you know, who wants that?
No, the good thing is in January, February, March, when it's cold, you really don't get that wet. It's the water cannon that soaks you. And they usually have it turned almost all the way off during when it's cold out. So don't be afraid of it. You're not going to get that wet at that time of year. This here now, and I'll answer before I tell you two guys.
Okay.
I think it's the most wasted land on all the property. Where am I talking about?
Well, I know what you're thinking. Yeah.
Exactly. They should get rid of, I mean, if anything needs a do-over on Disney property, it's Tom Sawyer's Island, in my opinion. Because, and I hate to say it, but Dennis, if you went downstairs and started doing a survey at your school and asked all the kids who the heck Tom Sawyer is, I bet you 90% of them wouldn't have a clue at under the age of 18.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. I agree. It's always been underutilized. I mean, I suppose back 30 years ago, it was more, you know, it wasn't even current then. But I mean, it was, I guess kids back then were more versed in who some of these characters were. In fact, they probably were required to read Tom Sawyer when they were in high school or maybe grammar school. But, in today, I'd be shocked if that's even on the required reading list. And like you said, they probably don't even know who he is.
John, does your son know who Tom Sawyer is?
Yeah, I think I told you guys this before.
I
had him read the book and stuff when he was the age and everything. But, I mean, Tom Sawyer's Island is one of the first places that I went with a friend, and we were allowed to just run around and be by ourselves and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it was like playing in the woods, but playing in protected woods. So it was a lot of fun when you're about 10 years old, but... Yeah, as an adult, I haven't been back over there since probably last time I went over there with my son when he was about 13. That's 4 years ago, so.
Yeah, I mean, and this is just me, as much as I love, and I'll read it now, and I'll combine it so we don't have to go back to it. As much as I love the Liberty Bell paddle boat, I would be happy if they did away with that and filled in the waterway there and just used that part. And make more restaurants and more attractions out of that than have that island there. I think it's a waste. 90% of the people don't even go across to it because it's such an inconvenience getting on the rafts. And then when you get over there, you don't know what to do.
Right. Right. It's one of those things. I mean, it is an attraction. It's listed. But let's face it, it's really just a diversion, and it's just a quiet, you know, island, really, to just get away from the crowds and chill out. I mean, it's got Tom Sawyer related stuff and signage and little artifacts and stuff, but it's really, you know, you can call it an attraction, but it's really not.
I bet you, honestly, 90% of the people I book trips for don't even take the time to go across there.
Right. Well,
and I think it would free up the park if they actually, because that's a lot of property there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, probably the funnest part, if you want to call it fun, is riding on the keel
the
boats there or whatever they call them. It's just really a big raft you float across on. But, I mean, we've all seen that, you know, those queue lines can get quite large when it's crowded at the Magic Kingdom. And you're right. It is a pain to get over there. You might have to wait two or three rafts, you know, rides, you know, back and forth to get on, and then once you get over there, there's nothing exciting. I mean, you know, let's face it, it's just something that, you know, now if you're going to do a picnic and you want to chill out and that's your thing, it's perfect for that. But the average park guest, like you're saying, you know, you got all these other, you know, attractions to see in the Magic Kingdom. This would be probably the last thing you'd do, only if you had time, and certainly if you went on a second day of your vacation to the Magic Kingdom, you know, you probably wouldn't fit it in on your first day.
Nah, I mean, I'd miss the Liberty Bell paddle boat, but if they told me they were going to dry dock that and put two bridges over to Tom Sawyer's Island, I'd be on board for it. Just use that. Wouldn't it be a nice place to put two or three restaurants over there?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, didn't we do a show with... We talked about this.
We touched on a little bit. What say you, John?
Yeah, I could definitely see a better use for the land. I mean, that's for sure. Like you said, if they filled in that whole area, maybe put an attraction and a couple of restaurants, it'd be a better use for the land. I mean, the only people that I really see, a couple of trips ago, we saw two older folks go across early in the morning on one of the first rafts. and they parked their wheelchairs right down there on the path and sat for 3 or 4 hours just watching people. And I think that's probably the majority of who goes over there to use that right now. So it's not exactly a busy place. So.
Well, God bless them for doing that, and it's fun. And like I said, like that whole waterway, if you, I mean, and I know it's beautiful and all that, but they can keep half of that and fill the other half in. And if you look at that waterway on the map, that's like a massive amount of real estate that they could be using for something else to free up the crowds.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the answer to this question, but I'll throw it out there. I mean, you know, I don't know. I know Disney has deals with, you know, like the wildlife management, and they keep so much green space. But I don't know if that pertains to inside the confines of the actual parks. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, maybe they can't build on it because they agreed when they got the original rights to build Walt Disney World. Maybe they agreed to keep X amount of acreage, you know, unbuilt or whatever. So that is taking, you know, that chunk of land satisfies that requirement. I mean, I have no idea if that's true, but I'm just putting it out there as a possibility.
Nah, we'll see, but I could see something coming of that. So that, I mean, either one of them are untouchable to me. Now let's head over to Liberty Square. Hall of Presidents, guys.
That can go.
Oh! Man, to me, that's 100% untouchable.
Little, how do you do?
Yeah, how do you do? They're, that's almost fighting words for me, Dennis.
Yeah, we already talked you down off the ledge once tonight.
No, don't do it again. Just say it's untouchable, and we'll leave it at that. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I think that you got to leave that one alone. So,
I mean,
it,
that
it gets
started
touched
out with
every
Lincoln
4 to 8 years
World's
anyway,
Fair.
So that's as good an improvement it needs. So.
Yeah, I mean, it started with Lincoln at the World's Fair. Come on.
Yeah.
So are you really thinking something, or were you just busting my chop?
I was just trying to go off the pathway here. I mean, in all seriousness, that's iconic Disney. And, you know, again, it ties in. It's famous in that, you know, like John just said, whenever there's a new president elected, you know, a new audio animatronic is built, and he or she, in this case, maybe this year, records a little speech or a portion of a speech. So, yeah, I mean, it is iconic. Not as popular as it should be, and Doug has spoken on this many, many a times, but I don't think it would ever go anywhere. I mean, unless the only way it would go, I think, is if they got rid of Liberty Square, period, and just put a whole new land in there, and, you know, then it wouldn't go with, everything else that's there. But as long as Liberty Square is there, certainly Hall of Presidents is going to be an anchor.
And I hope to goodness that it is always there, because we need to remember the past in some ways. And I love Liberty Square. It's probably my favorite little piece total, just that little area.
Yeah, and it's probably the smallest land, right?
Exactly, it is. But it's just nice to walk through there. It makes you proud of our forefathers. You know what I'm saying? So.
And now Kermit will be there to tell you all about it.
Yeah, well, that's good. I think it needs something to kind of let us respect our history.
Yeah, I think it might relate to some of the younger generation and maybe get them interested in history a little bit, right?
Any attention you can draw to it.
Yep.
This one here, I bet you will both say, the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, I mean, that's untouchable in my mind. That's I put that in Pirates 1 and 1A. I mean, on any given day, either one of them could be my favorite attraction, Disney attraction. So I say that's definitely untouchable.
What I love about the Haunted Mansion, too, is the Haunted Mansion itself seems like it's its own little piece of property. I mean, it's just... It's like, doesn't it seem like it's all alone by itself, like it's a land of its own, the Haunted Mansion area? It's really big. If you think about the entranceway and all that and the way it sits there, don't it seem like it's by itself with nothing else around it, the way it sits? It's really cool.
Yeah.
The way they design that.
Yeah, and I you know, yes, Doug, and it kind of, you know, is back there by itself. And, you know, if you've read anything about the Haunted Mansion, and the thing that's interesting, or I find interesting, is the, you know, the actual mansion itself is really just a facade or whatever. I mean, it's an actual building. I'm not mean that it isn't, but the ride actually is underground and actually goes out under the you know, under the railroad and out back there, and it's all underground. So, yeah, the mansion itself is not really what you're touring when you go in there. And if you think about it, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. No, I love the Haunted Mansion. John, what do you think?
That's my favorite ride in all of Walt Disney World. It's the one we do every time we go out to the Magic Kingdom. So, yeah, it's untouchable. I mean, they
one of my favorite times on there was, have you guys ever reached into another car?
I used to scare my son all the time by knocking on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess. I mean, I might do it if I was with somebody, but I wouldn't do it to a stranger.
No, I've not done it with a stranger. I never did it to a stranger. But my wife and my mother-in-law and my stepmother in the car in front of us, and you reach in and grab them by the shirt and listen to them scream to the top of the lung, it's awesome. Because they don't expect it. You wait till you get to a nice spot, and the way it'll spin a certain way, you can reach right into the neighbor's car.
Yeah.
And my mother and my stepmother didn't see it coming, man. And, oh, my goodness, did she lay out a screech.
See, Dennis, this is the guy that does not pay attention to please keep your hands and legs inside the vehicle at all times.
I got in trouble.
Yeah, but I think the thing about the Haunted Mansion that they do a good job at is that, you know, it's just, I wouldn't even say scary, but it's just spooky enough to be spooky, but it's also humorous, and you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, they do a great job of walking that fine line so that, you know, little kids aren't terrified, and you know adults that don't like that kind of thing can kind of like it, and you know, it's really well done in that regard.
Give you that cheesy scare.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's one of a kind. I love leaving with my ghost host every time.
Yep.
Okay, let's head over to Fantasyland, guys. We're getting rid of all of them. Nah, there's a couple like this one here. Prince Charming's Regal Carousel. You think that'll ever go?
Well, again, I'd rather put in terms, is it untouchable? And I say, yes, it's touchable. That could go.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. I kind of like it more because all the horses came from New Jersey, so I kind of give it a little bit of sentimental.
Yep.
But it's one of those things, I'll be honest with you, I love it when I see it, but there's times that I forget it's even there until you stumble upon it.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I would also say, Doug, I mean, you know, there's carousels everywhere across this country. Maybe not that elaborate. I mean,
no.
But, you know, it's not unique to Disney, and that's another reason why I say it's touchable. And that, you know, again, if I was someone that was to ask me, you know, top 10 attractions in the Magic Kingdom, this would never even cross my mind. So
it wouldn't be in the top 30.
Right. So in my mind, it can go. I mean, I'm not advocating that it goes, but I don't see it as being an untouchable.
Johnny?
Yeah, I what Dennis said there. I mean, there's carousels and ornate carousels in quite a few places. So, and I know that, again, there's some history there with Walt, and that's, you know, he took his daughters down there and stuff like that. But yeah, it's, I haven't been on
it
years.
We ain't pushing to see it go, but we wouldn't be.
Yeah.
It wouldn't go either way with us. But the thing I do am amazed by it, the way they paint the horses, the amount of effort they put in to make them that beautiful. It is above and beyond what most carousels are, though. So if you just look at it, it's a piece of art.
Oh,
is what
absolutely.
It is. And that's what makes Disney, Disney. It's a small world.
Untouchable.
Untouchable.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, untouchable. I mean, it's from the World's Fair, so close
as
enough.
As crazy as it makes you, it's like that family member that drives you insane, but you still love
the crazy uncle.
Yeah, exactly. That's what It's a Small World is. It's the attraction that drives you nuts, but you go nuts if it ever went away.
Real quick, Doug, if the carousel did get touched, I wouldn't mind seeing it yanked up and put right in the middle of Boardwalk. I think it'd look fantastic there. But
absolutely.
Yeah,
wouldn't it though?
Yeah.
Or down in the town square.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it would look beautiful over at the Boardwalk.
Maybe they could build a little, a little island or a jetty or whatever you call them out into the water there and put it out there over at the Boardwalk, and that would be awesome.
Absolutely. So there you go, John, if they need that little piece of real estate. Mad Tea Party. Out of here.
Yep, that can go.
Yeah, one of the least themed rides out there, so yeah, I really don't care of anything about it.
To me, it's hurry up and puke. Yeah, don't spin me. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
That can go.
It's not iconic to me either. It's a cool little ride, but it's not iconic to me, John.
It's a cool little ride, but nothing totally unique or different. Or, I mean, even it's a purchased property, even though it's purchased a long time ago, so it didn't even really scream Disney to me. So,
I'm glad you said that, John, because I've been making that point for years and Doug bites my head off every time.
Yeah.
Well, there's a ton of that going on. So,
if you ever had an adopted kid, John, you would
yes, exactly. Exactly. It's the truth. It's the God's honest truth. Winnie the Pooh to me is iconic as the other ones.
No, not even.
Like
close.
I never even think of Winnie the Pooh. I think of Winnie the Pooh being one of the sons. To me, it's a fab. It's more. In my opinion, it's more. I mean, who do you think more people latch on to? Besides Mickey Mouse, who would you say is the next most popular character?
Pixar.
No, I mean, out of all the characters, I would think that out of all the characters before Pixar, I'm just talking about the Disney movies and a part of the parks, I think Pooh's probably the second most popular behind Minnie and Mickey.
He's popular, he just doesn't scream Disney to me.
Yeah,
he never has.
I don't think
he
it
does
Disney,
to me.
Not me.
I never even thought of him not being Disney until Dennis... He's not Disney.
No.
Bah, humbugging.
Anyhow,
really?
He took over my Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. So he's,
For that alone, he ought to be.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Who the heck is Mr. Toad anyway?
Oh.
I'm kidding with you. Peter Pan's Flight.
Ooh, this is a tough one. I'm going to say, because of the uniqueness of the ride vehicle, I'm going to say that it's untouchable.
Well, it's not authentic Disney either.
I love it, though.
Oh, there you go. So now there's exceptions.
No, but Disney wrote the, you know, I realize they didn't own the rights to it, Doug, but, you know, the same is true of Cinderella
and
all that stuff.
I hear you. I'm just breaking your bulb, you know what, your bulb's back. But anyway, no, I like the ride itself, but this is to me, it's the most overhyped ride on property. For the amount of time it takes you to get on this ride.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, that's the thing that drives me nuts. But I could go either way on it, Johnny.
I think it's pretty untouchable. I mean, it's for the iconic factor of the kids that grow up loving that ride, and not only that, it's a story about a kid that basically refuses to grow up, and that's basically what we all are when we go to Disney World, is kids that refuse to grow up. So I think it pretty much puts Disney in a nutshell. So yeah, I think it's untouchable.
All right, I hear you. Mickey's PhilharMagic.
That can go.
Oh, I was shocked because that's one of your favorites.
Oh, it is.
Dan.
It's probably my favorite. What do you call it? Like the 4D feature. It is my favorite. But again, is it iconic? Is it untouchable? Absolutely not.
I agree with you, Johnny.
Yeah, I agree too. The
only thing I don't like about it, I'm sorry, John, I want to cut you off. I love Mickey's PhilharMagic, but I think it's too short.
Do you?
I think for the amount, I think it could be longer. I think it's the shortest of all the 3D ones. It takes you longer to get in there than it does to see it.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You say it's too short when you're in the theater, but when you're in the queue line, you can't go fast enough.
and the queue line is probably one of the worst queue lines on property, too.
Yeah, it's right behind Soarin'.
I put it right there with Soarin'.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. So that's my point. It's like, I don't go – I love the attraction, but I don't do it a lot just because I can't stand waiting for it.
Yeah.
And it's for the – it's one of those rides where the wait outweighs the time that you're in there. It's like if it was longer and I could enjoy it more, it would be worth the wait. Like, it's tough to be a Bugs, probably. To me, it seems like three times longer than PhilharMagic. What do you guys think?
Yeah. See, I don't think of it in those terms. I would say, I'm going to say Mickey's PhilharMagic is longer, but I could be totally wrong. We'll have to do.
It's weird. But, the thing of it is with Tough to be a Bug, though, you got the whole entranceway of the Tree of Life and exploring it. So, I don't mind waiting in that line. So that's all part of the ride to me, that whole Tree of Life. Like, I get aggravated when the line moves too fast because I'm so into looking at the tree itself. Do you guys – you get what I'm saying with that?
Yeah.
Where with PhilharMagic, I'm just – oh, my goodness. I just seen you 2 seconds ago because you just keep looking. And I always get the person that's eating popcorn or complaining about something, and there's nothing else to do but listen to that person complain.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know exactly what I'm talking about with that ride.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, John, I cut you off.
No, I'm just going to say like it, and it's a good attraction, but I would see a time where they would put something else in there. So
at least redo the queue. Under the Sea's Journey of the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I say it can go.
To me, it's so new that it could go because it is an iconic to me.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I was just going to say, how old is Little Mermaid? Is it 25 now or older? It's got to be close. Yeah.
No, this is the new one.
Yep. Yeah. I was talking about the actual movie that came out. Like,
it's old.
Yeah.
But yeah, the attraction, I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon because it's new. But if it did, I don't have any affiliation to it. You know what I mean? I could care less.
But again, looking at it, if you're an Imagineer and you're in charge of, you have to, decide. I don't know. We could have done this differently, maybe. Only 10 attractions in the Magic Kingdom are untouchable. The rest all got to go. I mean, this would be one you would say would stay as one of those 10, if that makes any sense.
No. Like I said, it's not untouchable for me. I could see it going in 10 years. Right. It wouldn't bother me.
I see what you're saying, and I agree. Yeah. It can go. Is what I'm saying. What about you, John?
Me personally, I couldn't care, but I don't see it going anywhere because I know there's a lot of. You said 25, so that would have made girls about 5-7 years old. So they're 30, 32. They have their own kids now, and they're having their kids watch that movie. So I think there's a whole other generation of little girls in love with Ariel and just the whole princess under the sea thing. So,
and that movie was, like the Disney Renaissance of, The Lion King. And
it was the Frozen, too.
Yeah.
It's in that, and it still has that on a lot of people. Like, I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon because it's new, but it hasn't earned the status like It's a Small World or Pirates or anything to me yet.
No.
That's the point I'm making.
No, I would agree with that.
Now, this next one, Dumbo the Flying Elephant. I'll start it. I think it's untouchable because even though I don't ride it, it's still Disney to me. It's like a weenie to me.
Yeah.
And especially, that's just me. It's just like, it's awesome to look
at. Yeah, and it's tied to one of the original films and all that, so yeah. I get that. And even though technically it's new, or I guess one is new and one is old, and the other was relocated, but I guess I'd have to put it in that category with Peter Pan, and I would say it's untouchable.
Johnny?
Yeah, I would say untouchable, and it's a movie that was based in Florida, so yeah, I got a special place for it, so...
And you go up once in a while. It's good. It's a good picture op. I enjoy it, but not all the time. The Barnstormer. Out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can go.
I'm surprised it didn't go the last time. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Again, it could go. It ain't going anywhere. It's not iconic yet. It hasn't got that. It ain't Hall of Fame yet, as I'm putting it, and untouchable.
Right.
It's not there yet.
And like a fine wine, though, with time, it may
it
get
probably
into
will.
That stratosphere. Yep.
Exactly. But I haven't grown. I love the ride. I think it's awesome, but it isn't Splash or Big Thunder yet to me. 10 more years, it might be.
Right.
Johnny?
Yeah, I would agree. I would say that one is definitely, the line is still held up. I mean, when we were out there a couple of weeks ago, and most lines were reasonable, that one was still 120 minutes. So,
yeah,
it's still busy as heck. So
that's what our ex-buddy here on the show, Scott, feels. He don't think it's worth the amount of time you wait for it. And to me, I said, for what the amount of real estate they had for that ride, I get it. I understand it, and I was happy with what they could do with what they had there. But, like, I enjoy that queue line where I know other people don't. Where nighttime, I enjoy it. Daytime, I wouldn't. Mm.
And I think the fact that it's representing, Disney's first animated feature film, or the first ever Disney or otherwise animated feature film, adds a lot to it. I mean, Snow White is part of who Disney is. I mean, it's what made the company and made it so successful. So that has, that, given the fact that those characters are in the attraction, I think, puts it up a few notches over.
Will become untouchable because of what it is. It hasn't earned iconic status yet for us, is all we're saying. It hasn't earned its stripes. Enchanted Tales with Belle.
Yeah, that can go.
Yeah, ditto.
Yeah. John? Yeah, I agree.
Okay, we don't got much to say.
It's cute, okay. But that's about it.
Okay, let's move over to Tomorrowland. We got Princess Fairytale Hall, but that's neither here nor there for us.
Right.
Astro Orbiter. Is that still there?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of think it's iconic, but I forget it's there. If that makes sense to you
guys.
Is
it untouchable? I say it can go.
Johnny?
Yeah, it's a spinner ride. There's nothing totally unique or well-themed about it, so.
Okay. This next one, I love the ride, but I could see it going. Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin. I could see that eventually with the Toy Story Land coming. I could see that going.
Yeah, that can go in my mind.
Johnny?
Yeah, I would agree.
I enjoy it, though. I really like that ride. That's probably one of my favorites over there.
Toy Story is so much better, though, so, I mean, it's...
Yeah, it is, but it's still... I enjoy it. It cracks me up with some of the stuff. I like competing with my wife and my godson when I had him on there. It's a great competition ride. Stitch's Great Escape. Untouchable! Do not touch Stitch.
Yeah, that can go.
I think I'd volunteer to work for free to get rid of that freaking ride.
You do the demo on that one.
As sad as this is, I think it is iconic. Tomorrowland Speedway. I think it's untouchable. But I don't know. It's like, I don't know. One part of me thinks that, again, with the Tom Sawyer Island, they could do a ton of stuff with this.
That's another big piece of property. So.
Exactly. And I don't know. I said untouchable, but I'm on the fence of it's iconic and it's been there forever, but I think it's done. It's like it's not in Frontierland, it's in Tomorrowland, and I don't get how those cars are still in Tomorrowland. They're like yesterday land,
yeah.
Them cars.
I don't see it as untouchable.
No.
I think it can and will go at some point.
Let me rephrase myself. In my head, it's become untouchable because I can't still believe it's not been touched, if that makes sense. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like the Teflon Don of the parks. I don't get it. But really, like, it's called Tomorrowland, and those cars are from, like, 1942.
Right. We were talking a couple shows ago, Doug. You know, we would have
make
thought they would have put solar cars in or electric cars or something by now to make it more modern. But, nope, they still got those, gasoline engines that are stinking up the joint. And
yeah,
crazy.
Doug,
yeah.
Doug, you were talking about how you don't like the smell of mouse gear, but when you smell it, you can't help but think, hey, I'm home,
yeah.
You know, so it does have a certain affinity for it. That's kind of like Tomorrowland Speedway. I don't like the smell of exhaust, but when you do smell it, you go, I must be standing around Tomorrowland.
Well, mine's more of not the smell of that, it's the... when you're walking by hearing them little putt-putt motors,
yep.
Go that, and when you're on the TTA hearing it, you know what I'm saying? That's the part I would miss. But I really think that with the times, yeah, I said untouchable because they haven't touched it, but it's like, come on, update it already, put something updated in there. Tomorrowland Transit Authority, the People Mover. All of us I know think that's untouchable. It's like I think we would go down and really start war if they took that out of there. Don't you guys think?
Yeah,
yes.
I'd go buy a season pass to Universal if that happened.
Whoa.
I could just see all three of us laying on the tracks if they tried to get rid of it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think that's iconic.
Protesters.
Yeah. That's iconic, yeah. Disney, and it doesn't have the same pirates and Haunted Mansion, you know, with all the audio animatronics. Totally different attraction for different reasons, but you know, where else can you get a view of a whole land and get a nice 15-minute leisurely ride around the park like that?
There is nothing more exciting to me at nighttime than riding that ride with all that neon.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's just so cool. I could just, my dream would be, just let me sleep on the damn thing and let it run all night. Just crash. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be.
Take your pillow on that ride and just ride me to sleep, big guy. You know, that would be awesome to me. Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
That can go.
It could go, John.
Yeah, nothing overly exciting about that.
Yeah, I like that attraction a lot, but I'm not allowed in it because my wife don't want me. She don't want to be bothered by people like that.
Uh-oh.
You know, she don't want to be put on a spot. It's like my wife sits there like on pins and needles until we're done there, in case they call
her. The chances are pretty slim you're gonna get picked, but yeah, I guess it could happen.
She just does not want any attention on her.
Yeah.
And I said, you married me. Look at it. We're yin and yang for sure. And last, but certainly not least, the untouchable of all untouchables. What is it, guys?
Oh, boy. Come on. Still in Tomorrowland?
Yes. It's the last ride of all the park. That I haven't mentioned. Come on. You're letting me down here.
Well, I thought you had... There should be two, right?
No, there's not. What's the other? Oh, I'm sorry, there is. This one and then the other one. Space Mountain.
Yeah, I say it's untouchable.
I say it's untouchable for a lot of reasons. One, the ride itself. But I also think it's untouchable just because of the Contemporary Hotel with that whole theme there. And I think that building, the outside of Space Mountain to me is more iconic than the ride itself.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
It is. I mean, obviously, it's a unique structure. There's not many around, I mean, other than other mountains and other theme parks. But, I mean, you're right. It does have a unique look to it. And, yeah, it's not my favorite roller coaster.
No, by far,
that's
no,
for sure. But, you know, I remember going on it, you know, a couple of years after Disney World opened when I went down with my grandfather. And it's Disney to me. And, for you know... It's obviously a lot more modern than a lot of the other attractions, but again, I think anyone that maybe has not even gone to Disney World probably knows about Space Mountain. That's one of the handful of attractions that just the general population are aware of.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those rides where I love the building, I love the ride, I love that everybody loves that ride, but if I never go on it again, I won't be unhappy about it. I always feel like I'm going to get my head ripped off every time I'm on it. It's the most uncomfortable ride I've ever been on. I just don't fit comfortably in that car, and I'm a little dude. I'm 5'10", 175 pounds. There's no fat on me. I fit in it, but I feel like I'm in a sardine can getting shot out of a cannon, worried about getting my head ripped off. Just unpleasant to me. What about you guys? You like it, John?
Tell you the truth, Space Mountain is one that I don't really... I mean, Dennis kind of swayed me with his argument there about it being iconic Disney and stuff, but if they got rid of Space Mountain, it wouldn't bother me a bit. It just has never been...
It hadn't been
my favorite ride, and I don't think it's themed that well, so...
No. I think it's like I said, I think it's more themed well to go with the Contemporary when you're around that resort and seeing the building when you're in the Contemporary parking lot and walking from there over to the Magic Kingdom when you can see it. I think the building's more untouchable than the ride. So as sad as that sounds. So last but not least, and now you guys got to know, what's the last one? Come on, Dan. You know, John?
Well, of course.
Okay, let's leave Dennis squirming over here.
I'm not squirming.
He'll think of it tomorrow.
I'm kidding.
I'm just walking my way through the park, and I'm drawing a blank. Walking down there.
They just repainted it, and I said how awesome it looked.
You'll think of it tomorrow, Dennis.
Yeah, yeah. Carousel of Progress.
It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, untouchable, untouchable, untouchable. I wish they would update the last scene again.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's one of those things just to, you know, play both sides of the coin here. I mean, to us Disney geeks, it's, as we just said, is untouchable, all three of us. But, you know, it depends who you ask this question to. If you ask theme park junkies and thrill seekers and all that, they'd get it out of there in a minute. They could care less about it. So, you know, it's really, and I guess that's why we love Disney, is, you know, it's all them other things. And Carousel of Progress, in my mind, represents all those other things. It's corny. It's unique. It ties to Walt. You know, there's all those things going for it. But, you know, you hear all the time that it's not very well attended, like the Hall of Presidents and some of the other attractions that we love. doesn't mean it's right or wrong, but it's just, you know, it depends who you're asking the question to. And like I said, you know, a thrill junkie or whatever would rather have some sort of, you know, newfangled, you know, white-knuckled ride, you know, somewhere there than the carousel. But don't touch it, as far as I'm concerned.
All I got to say is, you try to touch my carousel, I'm going to give you what for.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
There's nothing better, and do not fall asleep on that ride while Doug's on that attraction, because you will be woken up by me. I promise you that. And the same thing with the American Adventure and Hall of Presidents.
What about Ellen's Energy Adventure? I can get a pass on that one, can't I?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, good.
But I like Ellen's, and that's for another show. But you know what I'm saying? I just seeing each scene is amazing. Looking at the ice chest open and all that, I just love that ride. I just love that attraction, Carousel Progress.
Did you ever get stuck on it?
I never been stuck on it. I've been delayed in it, but never stuck.
We
on
had
it. Like
my son and I had to watch the third scene 5 times before the doors would open and let us out. So
I would have been happy, and I'd have been yelling at you for complaining.
Yeah, pay 5 times. Huh?
Respect this ride.
Yeah, I don't know if I know you go on YouTube all the time, Doug, but I haven't seen this, but I heard some Disney people saying that there are YouTube videos of people that have filmed like when the a hydraulic line busted or something, and like hydraulic oil was squirting out of the guy's eye and wetting the people on the front row. Yeah, it sounds pretty.
I've never seen the Chucky version of that.
I'd love to see. I should search it and say it. But I guess there's been quite a few times where either the dog or the guy there has ruptured in some way, and it made for, you know, of course somebody had to be filming, which you're not supposed to be doing, and all those things. But yeah, there's a lot of lore that goes with that attraction, and we all know the characters in the different scenes, and Orville and all that good stuff. I mean, just to see some of the old exercise machine and
absolutely.
Orville with his air conditioner there with the fan going over the block.
I love all the extension cords.
Yeah.
And I just love that ride. It's just, and I remember the first year we went, my wife was so depressed, not literally, but she was upset for a little bit because it was closed the first year we went in 97. It was probably closed when you were there too.
Yeah.
Because we were there around the same time.
Yep.
And all she kept saying is, the Carousel Progress isn't open. We walked all the way. She goes, I still remember it. We did It's a Small World. We did Pirates. We got on Haunted Mansion. And then the next thing on her list is, we're going to Carousel. And we walked all the way over to it, and it was closed. And then we went back again, and it was closed. I didn't get to go on that till my third trip.
Wow.
And then I have never missed it since when it's been open.
Right.
And luckily, I've been very happy. It's been open probably the last 20 trips down there that I've been. And I do it multiple times. I usually do it a couple times. I usually go from the People Mover to the Carousel or vice versa. They both get rid of multiple times together.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been open a lot more. It's been open regularly lately, I guess, is what I
Yeah, and I'm happy
say.
With
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because there was a while there where it was really even really open. It was, you know, it was like the rumors are out there it was going to close, and it was generally closed most of the time. And then whatever happened, it seems to be back on as a regular showing attraction. So that's a good thing.
I was just every time they put a fresh coat of paint on, I know it gives it another couple years, and I'm a happy man. So do you guys got anything else?
No, that's pretty much covers it.
That was a lot of fun, guys, and we're going to do next up is going to be Epcot, then we're going to do the studios, and then we'll do the Animal Kingdom.
Sounds good.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, guys, you have a wonderful night. Please, guys, go over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. You can find us all on Twitter. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find Dennis at Oak Manor. And you can find me at good old Grumpy 6767, and you can find us all over at WDW Main Street, and you can find us on Facebook at WDW Main Street. Everybody have a great night, and we will talk to you real soon.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.